This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the means that you have are no longer available, that's when your tawakkul reaches the peak. When Musa alayhi salam, the ocean was in front of him. When Musa alayhi salam, Pharaoh and the army was behind him. All the means were exhausted. Not a single mean is available. And they said, "Inna la mudrakun." Bani Israel said, "We're done. We're toasted. We're that's it. We're gonna get killed." What did Musa say? "Kalla. No way. Inna ma'i Rabbi sayhadin. I did everything I can. There's no other option except that I'll be saved." And the only way you reach that level of confidence of Musa, the only way you reach that level of confidence of Aisha is when you do everything you humanly possibly can do. That's when you can reach that level. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ran away from Mecca, running for their lives, immigrating to Medina, Mecca's north, Medina's south. They did everything possible to not let Quraysh know Muhammad and Abu Bakr are running away for their lives. Instead of them going, no, Medina is north. Instead of going north to Medina, they went south. They went to a mountain. No, they climbed the mountain. No, they entered a cave in the mountain. No, that foot traces they had, they cleared it with some sheep and cattle. They did everything. They got Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr, who was pregnant, to be the one who delivers the food. Because no one can imagine a pregnant woman will climb a mountain to deliver food. Everything they can. What are you trying to say? When the people of Quraysh, they did everything they also can, and they reached the mountain, they even, some narrations say that they went through, imagine, the remaining of a camel, the dung of a camel, the waste. They grabbed the waste and they tested the waste until they saw a seed of a date. They want to inspect how old is that seed and is it from Mecca or not. That's how bad and how far the evildoers went to know where Muhammad ran away, alayhi salatu wasalam. And when they reached the cave, and they all did the exact same means, Abu Bakr and Muhammad went up to here, Quraysh went up to here. The one difference was one step. Only one difference is one step. Muhammad, when he reached the cave, he entered it. Quraysh did not. That's it. There was one step they didn't do. The only difference between Quraysh and Nabi Muhammad is that one step. They entered the cave and those didn't. They did everything the same. Sometimes what makes you a winner was one step. One extra step. You know when they run for the Olympics and they just do this head like this just to win? Sometimes that movement is what made them win the gold medal. Just one movement. This is a race. And also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes it's that one step you had to take that would have changed your life. But he said, who cares? It was one more dua. That same dua you've done 100 times. Same dua 100 times. You know when it would have been accepted? 101. That's what it took. One more. And Allah was going to give it to you. One more. But you just never knew. So that one step. And then when they went to that one step, what happened? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq started getting nervous. Ya Rasulullah. They're right there, Ya Rasulullah. If one of them just looks down, they will see us. Khalas, we're going to get caught, Ya Rasulullah. That is when your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kalla. No. Ya Abu Bakr, ma dhannuka bithnain Allah wa thalithahuma. Abu Bakr, no, they're not going to catch us. We're not two, we're three. What? It's me and you. No, you and I and Allah. That's it. When did he say that? When he was running away? No. When he's climbing the mountain? No. When he did everything he possibly can? Allah ma'i. Tawakkalna ala Allah. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. That's it, you did everything that you can.